You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Have a very special show today. Very special show. I have two guys who are in their new positions in Tucson. We're going to talk all about that and have some fun with the Sugar Skulls guys. Jay Gonzalez, the newly appointed president, a few months now already, and Coach Dixie Wooten. Welcome.
Hey, glad to be here, Steve.
You're kind of Tucsonan now.
I'm here. So I've been here for like 3 weeks.
No, 3 weeks?
Yeah. So I
got the job though.
Yeah.
How many months ago?
About 5 months ago.
So, okay. Once you got the job, you became a Tucsonan.
Most definitely. But now I'm official now. I didn't climb a couple mountains, so I'm good.
And
now, you
have the second mayor of the town, Jay Gonzalez, who grew up here and knows everybody.
Right.
So if you don't know where the Mexican food places are, shame on Jay.
I got it.
But you know all the good places. That's cool.
Jay let me know everything, man. So, I'm
that's
good.
But you probably busy as all heck right now.
Most definitely, man. You know, getting ready for the season. You know, this time we're getting the playbooks ready. You know, we're making sure guys got their way down here. You know, getting the facility ready. Mm-hmm. We focus, man. But, you know, our front office, they're busy right now themselves. They the one making everything work right now so we can be comfortable.
So is that true, Jay? You guys are busy or no?
We are so busy. Because not only are we still going through, you know, getting sponsors and that type of thing, we're now getting ready for the games. And so we've got to get all of our stuff in order because we're putting on 7 events at the TCC.
I do want to mention that the Arizona Housing Solutions, this is the Arizona Housing Solutions Sugar Skulls show. I'm a bit nervous with you guys in town here. Arizona Housing Solutions Sugar Skulls show. You started a month. Yeah? When's the first game?
It's less than a month. The guys come in March 3rd. And we first practice March 5th, and we play on March 19th and see the Rapids.
Let me ask you real quick about the playbook. You don't have to tell me any secrets about the playbook, but you know that Coleman was here before.
Yeah.
Is it a crash course in learning what you do? Are you different things, different people?
It is, but one thing that I do is I send the playbook out early, like as soon as you sign, I give you the playbook. And then also I shoot videos from my office in Houston, and I send it to all the guys. So when they come in,
they're ready.
They should be ready, yeah.
Yeah. Does that happen all the time?
No, it doesn't. But who's not ready, go home early. Yeah, they get a quick vacation trip over with.
That's cool. You have how many in? 30-something?
We have 35 guys coming in.
For a 24-man roster?
25-man roster.
25-man roster.
Yes.
And the good thing is that I saw Edgar Poe. You got some locals, and Jay knows all about the locals. So it's good from a PR standpoint and a team standpoint.
Right, because those four guys that's from Tucson are ballers. They they can play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, when we get these guys local, it's good. Like you say, it's good for the fans, but it's also good for me to find those guys and they can play.
Well, that's it. You know, we're certain that Dixie's getting guys who can play, and it's a bonus that they're from Tucson. And you know, our fans love those guys. I mean, the local guys tend to be the most popular guys because people know them. They have a following. You know, Cam Gaddis has a big following, Robert Metz, you know, Antonio Rosales, and now we've added Edgar Poe. So all these guys are pretty well known in Tucson to begin with. So it's great to have them. It's great to give the fans somebody to hang on to. But, you know, we got other guys that come in. You know, Mike Jones was very popular last year. He's great, best running back in the league. And, you know, now we've got a quarterback who was the MVP last year. I'm sure he's going to make a splash, and there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be excited to see him and excited to meet him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Last year, the Sugar Skulls were competitive to a degree against the boss, if you will, Mr. Kevin Guy.
Right.
You know, they kept him a couple times to the edge. How's the smack talking? I got to watch my language here. Smack talking gone so far? Because he brought you in for a reason.
Right, most definitely, and that's one thing that you gotta give Kevin credit on. You know, one thing he want to do, he want to make Tucson successful, and you know, to bring in a coach that he never beat before. You know, in Arizona, he brought me here on his team, knowing that we play Arizona 3 times. So that let everybody know that he really want to win, and he want to make Tucson successful.
Right. Even as much as he loves to win.
Exactly. Right.
How's it been? How's it been?
I'm the one probably talking the most smack.
That's a shock.
I probably shouldn't be, but I am. And, you know, because Kevin and I, you know, we're together all the time. He spends a lot of time in my office, and we're going over things and running the business side. So we talk a lot. And then every time it comes up that, you know, we're going to play them 3 times, and I Kind said, we're going to kick your you-know-what three times. And he says, no, you're not. And I said, okay, we'll see.
Is it two up there, one down?
There's two up there and one down here. Yeah.
And then possibly if you make the playoffs somewhere.
We brought it up yesterday, and we kind of got together on this, and we said the IFL championship is going to be in Arizona.
One way or another.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. It's been that case for a while.
Yeah, they've had it a bunch, but you know, we want to have it here. Mm-hmm. We want to be playing into July down here in Tucson.
Right. When you got the job, when you took the job 5 months ago, what did you look at and say, okay, this is what we need to concentrate on? Were there certain things that you wanted to shore up or whatever?
Like when I first took the job, me and Kevin, we talked because we was friends before I started working for him, and when he told me about the facilities and things like that, it sounded like unreal. But when people gave me information on facilities that was here, I knew it was a no brainer. So my thing is, when you walk, as a coach, when you walk in, you see the front office, everything is worked out. So I don't have to really do nothing in the front office. So my job, when I got this job here, I knew that all I needed to do was to win. And if we win, we're going to make the front office job even easier, his job as an owner easier. And now we got credit over all over the teams in our city, and it put Tucson on the map. So Tucson, now we host the championship. Now we open up the arena up a little more, so people can work some more hours. So it's all about making the economy better in Tucson.
Just win, baby.
That's it.
Just win. That fills the seats for Jay here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You did win a few. A lot last year.
Yeah. We went 7-7, and
for an expansion team,
and for an expansion team that was good, we got into the playoffs, and we've said a lot of times, and it's been a great selling point for us this year that we showed that we could be successful and that we want to be successful, and even with having what we considered was a successful season, Kevin went out and made the changes that he felt he needed to make across the board to make it even better. And there have been a lot of changes. I'm one of the changes. I mean, I was with the organization last year as the media guy. I'm the president now. We went out and hired a new coach. Our coach last year didn't do a bad job, but we felt that Dixie was an upgrade to the position. We did the same thing with our Sugar Dolls coach. I mean, we're just trying to put a better product on the field for the fans and give them a reason to come out. And that was a big part of the emphasis this year. And our front office is we're busy. But we enjoy each other's company. We're having a great time. Dixie's been in the office a lot since he got here, and I like to say there's a bit of a buzz around our office. We're all really excited about the season starting.
Right, right. No, in fact, I'm sure it's going to start here. In 3 weeks? Buzz around the city.
Oh yeah.
It depends what happens with Arizona basketball. It might start earlier. Buzz.
I'm not going to go there.
Don't
get me going.
I'll comment on that.
That's near and dear to Jay Hart there. Yeah, that's to everybody. Yeah.
Tom, can I wake you up, Tom? We can go to break here. Come back and talk more about. I like that yellow shirt, though. I really do. That's I look good in one of those.
I kind of hesitate to wear it because I don't feel like gold is my color, right? I'm a little bit more of a red guy.
That brings out your tan, your natural tan. Okay, Tom, are you ready to still take a quick break here on 10:30 The Voice and come back and talk more Sugar Skulls? Hey, welcome back to the Eye on the Ball show here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. In with me for the Arizona Housing Solutions Tucson Sugar Skull show. I said that better this time. President Jay Gonzalez and Coach Dixie Wooten in their first year of the roles here. But I'm sure you learned a lot from last year's as the media guy, now the president, what you can improve on. You talked about the dancers, a new coach, probably a lot new, better feel of what you got in second year?
Absolutely. We got a lot of data from last year in terms of the experience and knowing what went on at the arena, what we did well, what we didn't do so well. Like any organization or like this, there were some things that we know we need to improve on, and we're finding a lot of that out as we go along, whether it's something that, we can do better for one of our partners, or we can do better on the field in terms of what we're trying to create as far as entertainment goes. So yeah, we did learn a lot. I did get to see a lot of it last year. I was zeroed in on the media because that was my job. But between Kevin's experience and then just what we saw on the field last year, we're making a lot of improvements. Mm-hmm. And I think fans are going to see a much more, I can't think of the right word, maybe a much more robust product. There's going to be more going on for the fans when they come to a game, whether it's activities or the music. We don't want to have any dead space at a game.
It's funny you say that because I had never experienced it until I went to the first game, and I'm sitting in the press box, and you kind of know how isolated it is, up high, isolated. So I'm thinking, this is what it's about? And I'm thinking to myself, that's not, this doesn't feel like what I know it should be. So then I went down, and then you get it. It's loud. Yeah. You guys are talking to, you're talking stuff to the crowd.
Yep.
I can't believe that because you guys are on the field and the guys are talking to you, just giving you grief. And that's the fun part because it doesn't happen anywhere else. So that's the fun part. And then I think it's going to be loud, you know, like loud.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
I'm sure that's going to be all part of it.
And it will be. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that we're really spending a lot of time talking about is what music are we going to play?
Right.
You know, what's the right
music? Don't
play
Sonny and Cher like Tom. Play music. What the heck was that,
you know,
Tom?
What's the right music? What's the right mix? You know, we've got fans of all ages, so we need to have something for everybody.
Right.
But, something that sounds as simple as what music do you play, that has a large impact on how good a time the people have. Yeah.
Do you know what your demographic, I know first year is your demographic, because you know how the U of A game, you get older,
right?
Money, but in some places you get younger.
We kind of feel we fit comfortably in that 30 to 55 bracket. Oh, a lot of families, and one of the reasons that we brought ticket prices down, and you know, there's a $10 ticket now, is for those families, so that, you know, they can go to one of our games for the price of going to a movie,
like 40
and,
bucks.
And yeah, you know, 40 bucks for a family of four, and come and have a great time, and hopefully have a better experience. So that's really one of the things that we've decided to do. But we see a lot of families, and here's a really interesting thing: is we see a lot of women who come without husbands and boyfriends. And that's a really interesting thing. You see groups of men, six, seven, eight women.
Women like guys who play football.
Look, you know, it seems that the women who come to our games, it's because they're closer to the action. They see it, they hear it, they feel it, and it's way more. I think it's way more interesting to them than sitting on the 40-yard line, 60 rows up at a U of A football game.
Yeah,
right. Because you're right on top of it.
And there's excitement to it. Obviously, it's a fast-paced game.
Right, and it goes quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's constant motion. And you know, I mean, we saw Dixie and the Barnstormers. Probably saw a little too much of them actually last year because they beat us. But you know, the brand of football that it is, it's just constant motion. And I think that interests people more.
Right. Dixie, what's the favorite, or maybe a favorite one or two? If that makes any sense. Things about the game that you like,
the pace and how close you are to the fans. You know, like, you know, in pro football, you know, in pro sports period, you know, it's almost like players or coaches, please don't go, you know, in the fans, please don't go by the fans, we don't want no problem. In this league, in IFL, we can interact with our fans. Like on the sideline, I'm gonna be walking, talking to fans. You know, when the game is over, they come talk to our players. You know, so that's important in our league. And then you meet people, then all of a sudden you go to a restaurant and you saw a fan that was at the game.
Right.
And you have that conversation, you ask them if they enjoy the game. Next thing you know, they got season tickets.
Right, right.
You know, so with the fans make this game. And that's why it's so important to us.
If you want to call them, please do 790-2040. The funny thing is you have guys flying out of the stadium.
Yeah.
You know, trying to catch, and then the fans are helping them get back in the stadium. Happened a couple of times.
And we had a few of those last year. And then, you know, then there's the whole thing of, you know, if the ball goes into the seats, you get to keep it.
Oh,
and you get to run with it and do whatever you want with it. And so
that happens a lot.
I think we figured out we averaged about 25 balls or so going into the seats last
what
year.
What is the administration? There's, oh, that's no, another 20 bucks.
Yeah, that's expensive. But you know what? It's all a part of it. And again, like Dixie said, it's the interaction with the fans. The fans get to reach out and touch us, and that's what's cool.
And you played here a couple times. How many times did you come to Tucson?
We came to Tucson once.
The one time that they beat us.
So what did you think when you were on the other side?
It was a great atmosphere. That's one of the reasons that attracted me to Tucson. Like, you know, even though I was the road coach, me and the fans still had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the environment, the field, the gray field was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stands, you know, I didn't know the arena was old until like after the game, somebody told me. I thought it was almost brand new.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they did a lot of renovations to it. So I thought it was beautiful to me.
So you're a two-time champion?
One time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, what's the secret? Is there a secret?
Nah, hard work. Just hard work every day, no time off, no cutting corners. Like every day, focus and dedication, and understand what you gotta do to be successful. It's no pill, no magic trick, nothing. Just hard work.
I ask this of coaches from time to time because I've covered a lot of teams. Jay knows this, and he's covered a lot of teams. Talent doesn't always win the day.
No.
It's teamwork, good coach.
Absolutely.
It's other things that talent sometimes doesn't win anything.
No, like one thing, if you have a talented team with no coaching, you don't win championships.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to you can get guys that have a little talent, but once they buy in, they do their job great. Like we say, do your 1/8. If one person do their job well and everybody do it on the same page, your team going to be unstoppable.
You talk about buy-in. What is your buy-in? Like, what do you ask?
I tell the guys this. Look, it's all about building a culture. Mm-hmm. You want to build a culture, you got to buy into the program. Buying into the program mean you be on time. You work hard. You motivate yourself. You pay attention to what you got to do. You motivate your teammates. And we win.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that every week until we host the trophy up.
So, Jay, you've been on the media side of things for a long time. You've been on the observation. You've been a fan for a long time. How much do you enjoy this role? Because now you're an administrator. You're a guy who must count the numbers and do a lot of different things. How's this role for you? Because it's totally different.
Oh, I'm having the time of my life. I mean, you know, I've been involved in sports my entire life in some way or another since I started playing Little League Baseball in this town. And whether, you know, it was as a sports writer, as a fan, you know, I've been, you know, working as a statistician for U of A basketball. This is my 30th year, which scares the you know what out of me.
Just tells you're old.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, sports has been a love of mine, you know, since I can remember. And that comes from, you know, my family, my brothers, you know, everybody played high school sports and that kind of thing. So to be doing this in this town and trying to bring a product to the fans, and I keep calling it a product, but bring a team to the fans that they can get behind and support and maybe make us feel good if we win a championship or something like that. I couldn't ask for a better job than I've got.
I'm sure 2 years ago you never thought this was possible.
No, when I got the media job, it was just kind of I put in a call to Mike Fader to see if they needed somebody to help, see if he needed somebody to help him with the media. 3 days later I had a job, and you know, it was kind of okay, this is great. You know, I've always wanted to do something like this. And then when, you know, Kevin asked me to become the president, I was kind of a little surprised by that because I really didn't have the experience of being in this seat. And, you know, when he asked me if I wanted to do it, my first question, I immediately asked him, do you think I can? And when he said that he thought I could and told me why he thought I could, then I said, I'll do it. And you know, I'm happy to be in this position, and what I want to do is make something great for this town that I grew up in.
What's the one or two things that you've learned on the fly? or 20 things you've learned?
Well, I've never been a sales guy. You know, I've been a public relations guy.
I hate that.
Which is sort of sales, but it's not. I don't have, you know, as a PR guy, I, you know, would tell them why I think they should like something, but I didn't have to get them to pay for that. So that's been a real eye-opening thing to working with Kevin, and with the experience that he has, I've learned a ton about, you know, closing deals and trying to get people to, you know, become a partner with the Sugar Skulls and put up, you know, their hard-earned money to support us. And then it's just the whole idea of what it takes to run an organization. I mean, we're not a huge organization in terms of the number of people we have working in it, but nonetheless, I can see how hard it must be to run an NFL team or a Major League Baseball team or even a college football or basketball program. It's amazing the work that goes into something like this.
Yeah, no question. No question. And sure, now it's like you're working 24 hours a day.
Oh, we're working a lot. Working a lot.
Yeah. Tom, are we ready to go to break for the 6:30? We can do that and come back on the other side here on 10:30 The Voice. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. In with me for the Arizona Housing Solutions Tucson Sugar Skulls Show, president of the Sugar Skulls, Jay Gonzalez, and coach Dixie Wooten. So I know you're busy, but this week you're going to be really busy because you got to sell some tickets, but in a promotion.
Right. A lot of stuff going on this week. Tomorrow at 5:30, we're going to open up the arena. We're going to be at the arena, and people can come and find a seat somewhere in the arena where they want to sit, and then order up that seat, and we'll sell it to them on a season ticket basis. It's a chance for you to, you know, pick a spot.
So how many games?
7 games.
So maybe less than $100.
7 games, and you can get a season ticket anywhere from $77, up in one of the corners. It's $10 a game plus the dollar
surcharge
from the TCC, or up to the first and second rows are $650 tickets. But mm-hmm. you can get a $77 season ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, you can come to the arena, find the seats that you like, and then you can buy it right there.
What time does it start?
Starts at 5:30. We're going to be 5:30 till about 8:00.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some of the Sugar Dolls are going to be there, trying to get a couple of the local guys who are here to come out. Some of them have jobs, and so they. Like, I know one of the guys can't make it, but we want to have some players. And then the coaches will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to meet some of these guys, sign autographs, take pictures, those kinds of things.
Yeah, cool.
And then Dixie's got a tryout coming up on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. One thing we do is, in this league, you don't want to bring a lot of out-of-town guys in. So we open up a tryout to find some local talent. You know, we have, 8 spots left on our roster. So we're trying to fill it with Tucson players,
mm-hmm.
because one thing about it is their families are here, so those guys their family can see them come to the game,
mm-hmm.
and also we know that it's some talent in Tucson.
You have 4 right now, right?
Yeah,
4
yeah.
right now. And the last time you had a couple of these tryouts, you did find a player or two.
We found 2 guys last year, one in each tryout. Alex Rios was a lineman for us who was the first tryout that we had before the season started. Mm-hmm. He was an offensive lineman and did a really good job, played all year. And then we had a mid-season tryout, and we got a wide receiver out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we've had a couple of guys come out of the tryouts.
But the tryout isn't specifically for locals. If somebody wants to come in and be prepared, they're ready, they're good to go.
Right. It's some guys going to fly in from California. It's some guys going to fly in from mm-hmm. Texas because it's an opportunity. And that's what it's about. We trying to find, mm-hmm. we turn over every rock.
You was working during the intermission here, watching this video, looking at players.
Yeah, I watch film all day, every day.
Wife must love you, man.
She's so busy, man. You know, that's how I work, man.
I'm on the phone. Yeah. You're on the phone watching video.
Right.
Watching video. Well, that's what makes you a good coach.
Absolutely.
That's why when I said you had won two, you were 2-time coach of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
1-time champion.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. You played in the league. You played indoor.
I did.
Is it kind of an advantage because you kind of know what's going on?
A little bit, but I think what it comes from is my dad was a coach, my uncle was a coach, in that situation. So they always taught me how to study the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's different as a player and as a coach because now you studying to get the advantage as a player,
mm-hmm.
you studying to get the advantage, where you run and where you catch. But as a coach, you're trying to get the advantage over the overall pitcher. So the coaching part of it is tough because now instead of letting, as a quarterback, you let your offense know, you got to let your whole team know. And, that take hours and hours and hours to getting it right. So, that's why most coaches, when they say they're working 17 hours, it's really 17 hours.
And you were a quarterback?
Yeah.
You were a quarterback. So that's kind of your coach on the field, obviously, when you're a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. When did you know you wanted to be a coach?
Two
because you're prepared.
Yeah, exactly right. Because when I saw my dad as a coach, it felt I saw the power that he had, just pushing his team and motivating his team. And then when he played a game and beat another team,
mm-hmm.
the satisfaction he showed when he got home. So.
Right.
I always wanted that. So as a quarterback, you win games, but you didn't get it. But the satisfaction come better as a coach.
Well, that's the whole thing, and Jay knows this better than me. You coaches love to win. Everybody loves to win.
Right.
But it's the defeat that just kills you.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Because one thing about it, man, you work from Sunday to Saturday, you work hard. You put in 12 to 17 hours every day. And for you to go on the field and lose,
mm-hmm.
it feel like all that work was for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So you go sit on your couch, look at the wall, wonder what happened. Then you go back and watch the game 900 times, like the game gonna change, and try to figure out what I do better.
Well,
and you go have you a beer, and if the game was a little tougher, you go have you
2 beers.
Yeah, yeah. So
well, sometimes coaches say the pain of losing doesn't overcome the thrill of winning.
Absolutely not. No, when you win, it's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you win, you feel like the you on top of the mountain. And no matter what, when you lose, you always go back to that game you won.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it would never trump winning.
But still, nothing you would do otherwise.
Oh, absolutely not. I love coaching. I want to coach some 70, 80.
Yeah. So Jay, you've seen a lot of coaches through the first year. Tell me real quick, pretend he's not in the room. What did you notice about him as a coach, and what have you found out?
I would say that his knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell that he knows the game, and not just football in general, but you know the arena game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got high standards. You know, when he talks about players, and I get a sense of why, you know, certain players are going to play for the Sugar Skulls, and it's really. You really get a sense that he knows what he's doing. And I can tell that because Kevin lets him do what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while Kevin didn't, he kind of stayed as much as he could outside of the, away from the football operation last year. He still had to mentor Marcus Coleman quite a bit. And so there were a lot of decisions that I think were influenced by, you know, what Kevin's standards mm-hmm. were. Dixie has those standards. Dixie knows in a lot of ways what Kevin knows about who's a good player, who's going to work in his system. There's probably some disagreements that they have about certain
philosophy,
players because they know.
Yeah.
But I think what I noticed right away was Dixie's knowledge of the game and then his knowledge of what the indoor football game is to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
He really wants to not just win, but he wants to put on a good show. By that, you know, he's wants to be out in the community. He wants to come and do radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to really be a part of the whole deal and not just what's going on the field.
Right. Dixie, I'm not going to say something that doesn't surprise you. So good coaches are not soft. They're players coaches, but right. They know when to hug a guy and they know when to kick him in the butt to encourage him. What kind of coach are you?
I'm exactly the one you said, just said. You know, my thing is with me, you know, I'm tough. Like, you know, I don't make excuses, so I don't accept excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm all about, you know, if you don't take care of your business, you know, just studying and staying focused, you can't play for me. You know, but at the end of the day, I know that we're humans and we make mistakes and we have real life situations at home and things like that. So, you know, when a guy come in my office, I cut the coach off. And I cut, you know, like I tell my guys, I'm Dixie off the field. I'm Coach Wooten on.
Mm-hmm.
And when these guys come to me with real life problems, I turn to Dixie.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't want them to think that I'm trying to coach them through problems. And sometimes these guys need somebody to listen.
Right.
And that's the big thing about it.
And at this level, it's all about hope or dreams. And
right.
They want to continue. And whether it's real or otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to become somebody too still.
Right, exactly. Like what my guys know, and I tell them from the get-go, I say it's not the biggest chance that you're gonna make it to the league, the CFL or the XFL. I say, but one thing you got to do is when you get that call, you have to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter if the call doesn't come, you still got to put in the work. You got to put in the weights. You got to eat right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to motivate yourself. You got to get your brain right. You got to do everything because so soon as that call comes, you ready.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell the guys, you either make it or die trying.
Mm-hmm. Outside of, we got a couple of minutes here in the segment, but outside of your father, who's been the biggest influence on you?
My son.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my
son. How old?
He's 20. He's 21 now.
Uh-huh.
He's 22 now.
In what way?
You know, before he was born in high school, you know, I always, you know, I was a good kid, but, you know, I did a lot of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one day I had my son when I was 18 years old. And when I saw him in the hospital, you know, his mom just had him. It made me reflect on life big time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself that, you know, I cannot die with my son in his earth, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me switch my whole entire life up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always tell him he's my Superman. He's my hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for 18 years, Dixie was knucklehead.
Yeah.
And the last
terrible.
21 years,
yeah,
not so much.
Yeah. When he was born, my whole life changed, man. It made me understand that I had something on this earth I had to do and take care of, and yeah. It made me a better man.
I think every dad wants to feel that way.
Yeah.
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 You know, just growing up. You grew up early, 18 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, because I, you know, my mom, my dad did a great job. I just made mistakes because, you know, you
kid.
Just wanted to do it. Exactly. You know, you wanted to see what this is about.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything that they put in me when I was young it all came back when I really focused on being a great kid.
And what has football brought to you?
The structure, like everything. Like, that's why I love this game the most. Mm-hmm. This game is closer to real life than any other game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's whatever you put in is what you get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand that, that make you work hard in everything you do.
Right. Some people say golf is. I don't know, too sure.
golf is a humbling game now. Yeah, it's very humbling.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a final break here, Tom. Come back on the other side to finish with the Arizona Housing Solutions Sugar Skulls show. Hey, welcome back to the, what is this, I Am the Ball show here on 1030 The Voice. I'm your host, Steve Rivera. In with me for the Arizona Housing Solutions Tucson Sugar Skulls show, president of the organization, Mr. Jay Gonzalez. And the coach, Dixie Wooten. So you kind of made a little coup with your coaching staff, got a local guy, and you have, you know, brought your guys probably from where you were before. How'd you find the other three?
You've been around and you know guys, you know, that they've been coaching, and you know, you reach out to them and you have a conversation with them, and you just, you know, fill them out. You know, you get away from the coaching part and you just see how they are as a person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, you have great conversation. You got to have conversation with them, mm-hmm. like day in, day out, late night, early morning, because when you hire these guys, you're with these guys every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not be a morning person. So I might gotta back off of you a little more. you might not be an evening person. So I might not call you as much in the evening.
Right,
so
right.
You know, but the guys that we hired, man, are great guys.
So what was your impression of Brandon Sanders?
Oh man, when I first met Brandon, you know, we seemed like we was friends for like 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about where we were from. You know, we got the same kind of backgrounds growing up as kids, but I'm in Houston and he in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, his knowledge of the game, you know, first of all, his playing career. You know, playing in Arizona, you know, have a great college career, then going to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a lot that you can meet guys with that type of story. And then, you know, he played in the XFL, he played in Canada, so his playing background is amazing.
Probably helps with the credibility.
Absolutely.
Of the guys.
Yeah. When he step in the building, he start coaching DBs, mm-hmm. they automatically right now buy in because they know he been where they're trying to go.
Mm-hmm. This may be a dumb question. How important is that? Because kids today, maybe back in 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they respect the guy more because they have that background?
Yeah, most definitely. Like when you're a player and you're trying to coach, when I walk in, the first thing, you know, especially with the internet these days, these mm-hmm. guys are going right now, who's the coach? Let's Google, see what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they Google Brandon's name and they see his background as a player, they realize like, okay, he can get me, he know what it takes for me to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a coach, like, he went, he you know, he came out here and he went to the, what high school, Brandon?
Coach of Pueblo.
Yeah, and he changed that program around.
Right, he did.
Yeah, they went from not winning games to going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a great, great job. So that showed with his work as a coach. Mm-hmm. And when you have conversations with him about football, he can talk about football all day.
Yeah, along those lines, this may be another dumb question, but so you have the high school level, you have the college level. What motivates these guys?
Like just it's all about being the best. You know, with high school, you want to be the best so you can go to college.
Mm-hmm.
As a college player, you want to be the best so you can go to the pro ball. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about being the best. Then also, you play against a lot of your friends. It's all about bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, high school is more of, you know, I want my high school to be better than yours. But in college, it's my city. I want my city to be better than yours. Like, mm-hmm. think about it. You got Arizona and Arizona State. You know, every time an Arizona player go to practice, he want his team to be the best in the state.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that they do, they want to be better than Arizona State, no matter what. And that's what pushes you in college to be better.
So Jay, you've covered Arizona basketball, you've covered Arizona football, baseball, basketball. You know, I'm just thinking. And you've seen different athletes, quality of athletes, big time Division I, pro NBA guys. Is there a difference in this mentality of athlete?
Do you mean the athletes with the Sugar Skulls?
Right, right.
Well, what you see is that these guys are here because they love the game and they're looking for an opportunity, and they give everything mm-hmm. they have because of that. To them, this is their chance. So often, I think you do see athletes, at least in my opinion, who, you know, have kind of had things handed to them all along,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they get up at a certain level and they expect those things to just kind of keep coming their way. those aren't these guys.
These are good stories.
These guys are great stories because they're guys who have, made it through some, they haven't had everything handed to them.
Right,
so they're searching for an opportunity and they're giving everything they have. And that was one of the things that I saw about our guys last year and watching how they work. They're working for something.
Right.
Now, I get it. You get a 5-star basketball player or a 5-star football player, and yeah, they're trying to get to the NFL and stuff like that. But I think you also get a sense that they kind of feel like they're entitled to something.
Yeah, right.
That's my 60-year-old brain.
Both seen some of those, a lot of those come through.
Right. And my son would say, "Okay, boomer," to that. But but these guys, what you see is that they're in it for what I think is the right reason, and that's because they love the game, they want to excel at it. And they're hoping that there's an opportunity down the road.
Well, it's kind of like boxers. You're doing it because you love it. You're living it because you want to put some more food on the table.
Absolutely.
And you know it ain't going to be easy.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, the players in the indoor football game, what they understand, and it's the mindset. These guys looking at, it's all about finding a way to rewrite your wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
You went to college and you probably got kicked out, or you got in trouble, or you didn't have the best college career.
Right.
And it's an opportunity to come in
to show
scouts that, look, I'm in the community. I'm a change Tucson community the best way I can to show people that, I'm here. I can work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in that situation, they start loving Tucson. So that's why some guys move to a city and never leave.
Stick around.
Yeah.
Right.
Then also, these guys understand that if I right my wrong and I do the best I can go from making this amount of money to millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy part about it in this league, it's a lot of players that went from making this money to $1 million.
Right. Well, we had that number. Was it a number of people go?
Kevin has talked about the fact that he has put 50 players in NFL camps,
mm-hmm,
in 10 years at the Rattlers.
Right. And that's one team.
We've had a couple of guys that have had looks. Our kicker last year was with the Patriots for 2 weeks on their practice squad. So the opportunity is there. It's a dream, but it's not an unreachable dream for some of these guys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And to kind of piggyback on what Dixie was saying, what I found out with our guys last year, to a man, there wasn't a single one of those guys that really ever said no to us. If they could be there, they were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand that putting the best foot forward off the field is as important as doing as well as you can on the field. So these guys come into town, they try to be an asset to our community.
Right.
And they really work hard at that. And they're great guys. And, some of them have had, troubles in their past and stuff like that. But there wasn't one guy last year on our team that I ever got a hard time about doing a television or a radio interview or going to an event. They were really good about that. And because they realized the importance of that as well as the on-field part.
This is their baby when they're 18.
I'm telling you, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
The grow-up moment.
Yeah, but the thing about this is your last shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you don't get it here, you will never get it.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta look in the mirror when you sign with an IFL team. You gotta look in the mirror and challenge yourself to do the right thing, because there's no more chances after this.
Well, there's your motivation.
Absolutely.
Plus
Absolutely.
Some coaching.
Right.
You get better.
And that's the thing. One thing about the coaching part, we're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of college coaches in this league has coached a high school game, has coached a college game, we in this for a reason. Like we can go coach anywhere else, but we choose to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what kind of knowledge we're bringing to these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we make them study every day. They're not coming in and practicing for 2 hours and going home. They come in, we have meetings. They lift weights. We have one of the best strength conditioning coaches in the league in Glenn Howell.
Mm-hmm.
So we make these guys work. We practice them hard. We make sure they eat good, so they can keep the weight on them. Because like the NFL, they got 6'4", 300. We got 6'4", 300.
How many years have you been coaching in the league?
I've been coaching in this league since 2011.
So now you won your title in 2018?
2018, yeah.
2018?
Yeah.
How was that, and can it be done here?
Absolutely. Like the crazy part about it is I have more here than I had there. So now, you have no excuse as a coach not to win here. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we bring in the talent that we have. You know, now, you know, we have a lot of people like front office things. I don't have to do anything in the front office because, you know, they take care of business. Sometimes I have to beg them to go places with those guys because they take care of their business. Mm-hmm. But as a coach, you can appreciate it. So now if I got to take care of football, I can just do that. And that's the one thing about it. And then Kevin have gave me the facilities, you know, the just the resources. So now my team can come in and just football, and we can bring a championship to Tucson.
Well, Jay would know this. Tucson loves a winner.
Absolutely.
If you win, they will come. And like we said earlier, just win, baby. Right, Jay?
And that's exactly it. You know, we know, I know the fan. Yeah. I'm one of them.
They show up late. They show up late.
They show up late. And season tickets are, you know, we'd like to be doing better, but, you know, we know our fans are walk-up fans, but, you know, we know that they'll be there. And look, we want our fan, you know, get to the first game. Mm-hmm. And that's really where we put a lot of emphasis this year. Get people to our first game.
A red out.
It's a red out. Yeah. So that, you know, that's something a little different. You know, we're gonna go all red with the black helmet.
Who doesn't have a red shirt in this town?
Exactly. I had to convince our owner of that. You know, this is a red town, whether you like it or not, but we're going for that. And so we want people to be there. Just want to mention our single game ticket sales will go up on Monday.
You'll be able to start
getting tickets on Ticketmaster.
Tucson Sugar Skulls.
TucsonSugarSkulls.com. You can call our office and you can go to Ticketmaster or the TCC box office and start buying season opening tickets.
Thanks, guys. It was fun. We'll have you back and we'll have a weekly show with you, Coach.
Most definitely. I'll be here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Got you.